opportunity to review the minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes from the January, I think it was 16th meeting.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Butch, let's go to work.
Well, we might as well just start off with the Bard Creek Road. Talk about the easement. What you guys want to do with that?
Go ahead.
We had the meeting, and thanks to Doc and Butch, Doc as a person that asked the right question at the right time to bring us back onto into focus, and Butch with the expertise, Bob has agreed, and correct me if I'm wrong, you two, that if we have an easement to put Mr. Eccles' name and Bob's name at the bottom of the easement that is put together by Matt, that they will sign it. His only stipulation was is that we agree to build the road.
And now, maintain.
And maintain it, of course. Yes. Now, the only thing that's not, that was not discussed, and it was a little bit, and then in a phone call later, he is questioning whether the license that we have for his portion of the road beginning to go into the portion of the road that belongs to he and Mr. Eccles, he wasn't sure about that. But I believe that the easement, that should be canceled and the easement go all the way through. What do you think, Butch?
I agree.
Paraphrasing it, Bob said that he would agree that if he and Eccles would sign an easement agreement on that 2 mile stretch of road that they both owned, if we would basically give them a contingency that we would build and maintain the road. What's not sure, and what I think the question is, it does not include that 1 mile portion of property that Bob owns by himself that has that
license
mm-hmm. agreement on. And in my mind, mm-hmm. It ought to be the whole thing. Otherwise, it holds us up. And if Bob's willing to do that, then it would be, seems like a way of moving forward with that. But that's still mm-hmm. up to
yep.
Bob. We came a long way from him deciding just putting the gate up and forgetting the whole deal to coming forward with this. So it was a productive talk. We'll just want to make sure there's not any omission on that one part.
Okay. Commissioner Bousman, would you speak a little bit to the necessity for public use of that road, just so we have that out on the floor?
Well, there is a lot of public uses of the road. There's also a proposed timber sale in the, up the Bard's Creek that, in order for the sale to work, they would need to be able to haul logs down that road. The Forest Service would really badly like to have access without having to ask permission every time they use the road. Same with BLM, Game and Fish. It would be definitely in the public interest if we could get that done. But okay. I guess my recommendation is to have Matt draft that easement and put it in front of them and get it signed if they'll sign it.
Sure.
With the commitment, I mean, we don't have any roads that we do like that we don't fix and maintain. I mean, that's a
right.
no-brainer,
right.
that we wouldn't build a road and maintain it.
And Mac did explain that to him.
So that, I have no problem whatsoever with that. If we can get it done, we put the money in next year's budget to build a road.
Yeah, or start budgeting for it.
We may have enough to start before that time for a budget.
And that was one of his things that he said was, is there was no time frame. In other words, he wanted it done by the 4th of July. There was nothing like that. It was just something in writing, a commitment that we would do it.
Okay.
So what do we need to do to have that easement to present to him? Do we need to, does Rio Verde need to do something? Do we have a standard form we can just take to him, Butch could take to him next week, or how will that work?
I think we didn't. We get a copy of just a standard easement via email from Matt.
Yeah, I think
a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, he has a copy of that standard easement, and he seemed to be satisfied with it.
The one that we showed him, that was from the one we did with Buds on the fence.
Right.
And he read through it, and it had the culverts and all of that sort of thing in there, and he seemed to be fine with that.
Okay. I've got one problem about the legal. That's going to have to be center line of the road. If he wants the road center line the way it is so we don't move the road, then whether that Sherwood survey fits that road or not, it has to fit the road when it's done somehow.
And you mean the easement to fit the center line? Right. And we discussed that.
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't think nobody's agreed on it, but that should be something that Matt...
I think he did agree with it.
Did he?
Yeah. He did kind of, yeah.
Okay. Do we know that Sherwood's survey follows the current road?
It will if he agrees on this, what we're just talking about. If he agrees to it, it will have to. It'll have to follow the road, mm-hmm. even if you have to change that original survey.
Okay, as long as the original survey can be
changed. It's going to have to match up
to the current road.
Bob's understanding would be that we follow the existing road and then do the easement from the center line of that road.
Okay, so that's perfect. What I want. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, because the Sherwood survey was done when I was a junior in high school. So I believe we have some technology that's come forward, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, there's even a printing press since then.
That's why I didn't learn to read in high school.
You feel better?
Yeah.
People moved into houses and said, yeah. Living in caves.
Boy, oh boy, it's like going to the coffee club here.
I couldn't resist that.
All right. That sounds good. So we need to direct Matt to draft an easement then.
On all the property.
Yeah. On the whole
beginning
road.
Beginning to end.
Yep.
Yep. And if we need to go back to clarify that, Butch and I and Doc with Bob, we can do that.
Okay.
To just say, after our discussion here, we need to have that all the way through.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's as simple as a phone call.
Yeah.
After today.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because I told him I'd talk to him today.
Okay. I think Matt's out of town, but can you get that message to him?
Yeah, he's out till Thursday.
Okay.
Okay. Mike's got some easement stuff he's been doing on the BLM for Skyline and down on the line of cutoff.
Yeah, so I've been kind of chasing down that the easement that Central Federal Lands has sent to you guys to sign. The issue I had with that originally was that the BLM portions were not a part of that. So if we signed that, we still weren't taken care of from the BLM standpoint. So I tried to contact Central Federal Lands a few times. Couldn't get with them, so I went down to the BLM. The issue there, they said, is they're a different entity than Forest Service. So what they said, the Central Federal Lands could transfer their rights in an easement straight to the county if it's on forest land. If it's on BLM, they can't. So their intent, they had a 200-foot roadway through BLM and Forest Service to get this road done. What they're doing here is transferring the Forest Service easement, but they couldn't do that for the BLM. So I met with the land people down at BLM, and we got a deal to get a 200-foot easement through BLM lines as well. So as part of that in 2011, and I have some exhibits for you to look at. So this is the 2011. We got some snowcatcher easements, if you remember, through BLM sections, and it was a 50-foot easement off the center line of the road. So what we plan on doing, because our 200-foot easement is going to encompass all of that anyways, is relinquish this part of that easement. The other one that we had in 2014 was a temporary use permit for a 100-foot right-of-way, and we're going to totally remove that from the records. So these, I have two letters that are that reflect what has happened up to date, and I've got a plan of development ready. It's been reviewed as soon as we get these letters executed today, basically approving what I'm showing you here. They'll put that 200-foot easement in place as a serial number right away, with the relinquishment of the two snow catchers, and then we'll just totally withdraw the 100-foot easement. So in exchange, we get 200 feet through the entire road except for through the private property. So it's a good deal. And those letters are right here for Andy. Basically, I just need a signature on those, and that is dealing with what's here. And then the plan of development, I've just got maps in there and a description of what we're doing. They're just going to amend that case file to include the 200 feet. So I did get with Central Federal Lands finally. I've been working with the Forest Service. We had some township boundary issues up there in the forest, but it's just affecting getting the legal descriptions and everything right to match the plat. And they're on board with everything, and we should be getting a revised description from them for you guys to sign. And I did meet with Matt Gaffney too on it, and he's good with everything. So we'll review it one more time when they get the latest copy to us, and we should be good to go with the Skyline easements.
Does that include the part that's yet to be done?
No, it's only
just what they've done so far. Okay.
Second part's all forest.
Yeah.
So is there any questions on the Skyline easement stuff from you, gentlemen?
No.
Okay, the next one I've got. Sorry, I got kind of a long list today. Mary got a letter from the Rock Springs Field Office concerning Lander Cutoff County Road, and it was to expire March 30th, 2018. So we got this letter. They wanted immediate action on it. So I contacted the Pinedale Field Office wondering why it wasn't perpetual, because we're supposed to have all perpetual roads. The issue I found is that there's about five roads that, well, I think it ends up being two roads that the Rock Springs Field Office manages, and that's Aaron Mosby and Lander Cutoff. So what we did is we put together a new SF-299, and in doing this, I have a resolution ready to sign today, but we can go from a variable width, which is anywhere from 60 to 80, I believe, currently. We'll get 100 feet through all BLM, the entire length of the road, and also it's going to be perpetual from this point forward. So they're going to change that, and that's what this resolution is doing.
It'll be a flip easement.
It will be a flip map. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I think, and here's we'll get some maps of this road for you guys. This is what we submitted basically for the plan of development. So I should look at that. I have that here, Joel. Currently it's a FLTMA anyway, so we're not losing anything by, right. I mean, I know we've had that issue in the past where you have an RS-2477 and you agree to something that's FLTMA, but on the records it's already a FLTMA, so it's a good deal because we'll have 100 feet through all BLM.
there's some discussion occurring now with this change in administration about potentially converting all these LIDMA easements to RS-2477, but we're a ways from getting there yet.
Yeah.
But we're working on it. It wouldn't be that hard to do if the direction came from Interior,
right,
to BLM and H to get that done.
I don't have my glossary of terms. Could you remind me what FLIPMA stands for?
Federal Land Policy Management Act.
Okay. Federal Land Policy Management.
And there's just more restrictions on, there's just RS-2477s are more of a solid permit than a FLIPMA.
Okay.
Basically. And okay.
We'll need to adopt that by resolution. I think I'd like to adopt these letters to the BLM by motion, just so that we've got that in the.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the request to BLM to withdraw the existing applications and replace our easement with a 100-foot easement through the BLM portion of the White Pine Road. Is that right, Mike?
What's that? I'm sorry, Joel. I'm sorry.
I was making a motion here.
Oh, good.
To withdraw our existing applications and replace it with a 100-foot easement through the BLM portion of the White Pine Road.
We're going to replace it with a 200-foot easement.
Or 200-foot easement. 100-foot each side.
Yes.
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
It's been moved and seconded that we petition the BLM for withdrawal and partial extinguishment and replacement of for the replacement with a 200-foot easement on the BLM sections as presented. Whew. I think I got that right.
I thought you were talking the landed cutoff road.
We're going.
No,
to.
We're, no.
We jumped back. We didn't quite get this one yet. So, any further discussion on that? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Now I'll entertain a motion on a resolution for the lander cutoff road
and an SF-299. Application.
And a what now?
An SF-299 application.
SF-299.
You actually have the resolution. Oh, good.
The Rock Springs field office already reviewed it, and they said as soon as they get the resolution and signed application, it'll be good to go.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the application. The SF-299 application for a FLIPMA right away for the lander cutoff of the Oregon Trail Road, County Road. We call that just lander cutoff. Lander cutoff, County Road.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the SF-299 application for the lander cutoff road. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
And there, I don't know if we need to make a new motion, but for the resolution as well, is in there. So.
Yeah, we need to adopt the resolution.
You want to
so,
that?
Yeah.
The number on it. Well, we don't have a number on it.
It's 18. Here it is.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve Resolution 18-100319N, approving the SF-299 renewal application for the lander cutoff County Road.
That's what we needed.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we adopt Resolution number 18-100319N, resolution and application for the SF-299 for the lander cutoff road. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You've been busy.
Yeah, so just one more note on that liner cutoff. I went over this information with Rich yesterday, and it came up again. You know, if we have 100 feet through all BLM, when we go into state sections or private property, we have different right-of-way widths. One of the questions again, and I meant to look up the numbers, but I didn't get to it this morning. Anytime we do, we ask for additional right-of-way in the state of Wyoming property, it involves purchasing the property per acre. And I know that's something in the past that the commission hasn't been in favor of, just because it sets a precedent. So I didn't know if you wanted me to look into that to see what the state would require for that to be able to match up to the 100-foot easement, or if that's just something we have in place and that's where we're at.
We have 100 foot now.
We have 100?
No.
80 on a lot of it.
80.
I think you ought to ask them. See what happens.
Doesn't cost anything to ask, I guess.
Well, I mean, we have to put together the application to do it. So, I mean, there's some, it's compiled
information. So there is some expansion.
They're not going to get it on that table.
No.
So we need
it comes down to whether or not you want to pay to have more easement.
You don't have any idea what the acreage would be?
I was going to look at the last one we did was Pinedale South down there. And, I mean, we're talking about quite a substantial amount of acreage on this road because we're going through a couple sections worth.
A couple of miles.
Like those maps.
Yeah.
You think that south of town is $9,000, or no?
It was pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't near as much as this road.
So one of them would be that state section right on Little Sandy. I know there's one there.
Yes.
I don't know where the other one would be.
It's on that, those maps right there.
Is it on the wall?
On that one there. It'll show you in blue.
One down at the end.
Two full sections. This one?
Okay. Yep, right.
Probably 3 miles.
3.5 sections. Probably 4, 5, 6. Seven sections.
Currently it's not fenced, you know, so I don't believe, right, Butch? I mean, through state?
No, not there. It is on this side of the creek.
On Elkhorn it is.
But back flat. At 80 feet. Ironville fenced it.
Sixty-seven acres.
What's the going rate?
Whatever the surrounding land is going for.
Oh, so it's going to vary.
It'll be market.
Yeah. Any idea?
That's just pasture land. Would you call it that? Even
sagebrush.
1,800 acres. Yeah. I don't know.
And how many acres?
So
did
do
you
we
say?
Get a deed to it then if we?
Pardon? No, it's not a deed.
We still don't get a deed.
Still don't know.
All we get is an easement.
Right.
Still don't own it.
They consider that you're taking it out of production.
So we've taken a pretty strong stance about buying easements.
I think we better just get it. So
if we change our minds now, that can open Pandora's box.
$122,000. At 1,800 an acre.
And you think it's currently 80? So we're paying $100,000 for 20 feet?
A lot of our states are 80, but we have some state that's...
What
I don't know about that.
Was,
I didn't look at that.
I didn't bring them with me.
Well, I'm not in favor of opening Pandora's box at this time.
No matter where it is, we've taken a hard stance against buying easements.
Okay, I just wanted to go over with you, based on this last letter that we received on that county road, looking into the perpetuity. I really only found two county roads that are in control of the Rock Springs field office. So we're taking care of the lander cutoff with this resolution because it's going to be perpetual 100 feet. The other ones are in Mosby County Road, so we may, after I talk to the Rock Springs field office, just need another resolution on that road or whatever they're going to require, just so we can get it perpetual. And one issue that I know Mary's had is how we record those documents, because they're not set up to where they're recordable. So they've got them on file at the BLM, and we've got them in our county road files, but not many of them make it to the vault. So I'm trying to work out something between the Pinedale office and the Rock Springs office to make a recordable document. And that's really where we're at. We've got to the point where we know what roads are perpetual. They sent me the list. We cross-referenced them. So I'm looking into that just so that it can be done and we don't have to do these renewals anymore on any county roads. So
good idea.
So the next one I have is for Middle Piney County Road. We've got the easement executed for that section through Bud Ranches that we're doing the fence project for. So we have a resolution ready for that to accept the new easement being 100 feet in width. And that is right here.
I'll just start at this one.
Sorry.
We'll end up at your meeting.
Sorry. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
he's going to sign it before we vote on it.
He's going to sign it, let it fly, I guess.
Need a motion?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just got
half. I would like, why don't you make that motion while you got it in your hands?
I move we accept the easement on the Bud Ranches for the fence.
Adopt the resolution.
Adopt the resolution. Yes.
Yep. Number whatever.
Number 18100320N.
Thank you.
Second.
Perfect. I'm going to wait till it gets down here before I.
Before you sign it.
Yeah.
Not doing backwards math.
That's all right. Mac made the motion. Dave seconded.
Do we vote on it before we sign it?
Yeah, we should.
You put me at the end of the table for everything. I'm not used to this going first.
Well, you know, Commissioner Noble decided we'd go a different route with this one. So.
It passes by here.
Nice to be in the middle. Wait till you get it to file the vote.
Yeah, I need it so I can read the resolution.
Yeah. There you go.
Now we're good. All right, it has been moved and seconded that we adopt resolution number 18-100320N, a resolution concerning what, Middle Piney Road? Is that what it was?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I should vote nay just because you guys had already signed it.
Yeah.
All right. Motion passes.
And I got one more.
One more. Yeah. Excellent.
Okay, so we've been contracted by the town of Pinedale to do an annex on the Orchid Hill property that was quit claim to them by the county some years ago. So we put together the survey platform, and in doing that, this is an example of what's going on. But overall, when Orchid Dean, or Crowell Dean, owned this entire parcel, when she deeded that to the county, there was an underlying section of land here that's noted in red that was owned by Reynos. So, in the meantime, the county quit claimed that this parcel to the town of Pinedale. After Bert Reno passed away, they looked at their real property noticed that there was this underlying property that the county, that they had deeded to the county, that Dean had deeded to the county. So they, trying to fix it, they quit claimed that portion within what they conveyed to the county originally to the county. The issue was at that point the county had already quit claimed it to the town. So right now this portion of the property underlying the Orchid Hill annexation is under ownership of the county. So what we're trying to do is clean it up and use the same exact language that Reno used to the county and just convey that to the town so it clears the title on the property. There's also a small portion of that red area, as you can see inside the cemetery fence, and what the town intends to do is quit claim that rectangular portion to the cemetery then. So we're going to clean up all the ownership boundaries, and that was an oversight. I don't think a title search was done when that warranty deed was prepared. So this is basically just to clean up the rights so that the town has that section of property, which was explained in the quit claim deed from the county to the town. So I've run this through Matt Gaffney, Ed Wood, Skyler's had it. I think he's going to have a chance to look at it.
So what is going from who to whom?
The red, everything in red there,
yep.
That is going, we're quit claiming that to the town.
To the town, okay.
Yes, to clean it up, okay. So that it's all.
And in turn, they will take that little piece in the cemetery and give that to the cemetery.
Yes, and that quit claim has been executed,
okay.
Or put together, and should be able to
walk down over there and look at it.
No, I'm good.
Do you want to do this now?
Would it be bad to do it now?
Well, I haven't been asked to review that stuff yet by the town, so I was just wondering if now's the time to do it or after I do the review.
Well, the reason I have this one ready is because Ed's got the quit claim to the cemetery ready for the next meeting as well. Have you received the plat in order
I
to
have,
do the review?
But I haven't been given the instructions to go ahead and
okay.
Do the review.
Well, I guess it's up to you.
Let me understand now. Kroll quit claimed to the county, the interpretive site property.
Deeded it.
Yes. With the terms and conditions in there.
Yes.
And then the county turned around and deeded it to the town.
Yep, quit claimed it to the town. The exact description.
So what is it that the county is quit claiming again to the town?
This portion of land that's involved here in red was under different ownership. The county, even though it was deeded to the county, it was not Dean's to convey at that point in time.
Okay.
It was Reno's. So after Bert passed away, they went through their real property.
Is this part of that track B?
No.
Oh.
Well, it encumbers that track B that is not defined. I've never been able to find a track B.
Neither have I.
So, but it...
So this is another portion that's bigger than track B.
Yes. It
okay.
goes to that fence corner, that old dilapidated
right,
fence.
Right,
that's
right.
The corner. And
if you think it's ready, then I guess that it really doesn't affect the annexation plat.
No, I mean, I feel good about that specific, this quit
okay.
claim right here.
Right. Never mind. And the road will be something we look at later.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
We're not even talking about the road.
Okay.
Do you see that? The gray is where the road is built. And you can see where the easement is.
Oh, nice.
But that's something, another bridge.
That's
another
day.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
plus the power lines in that on the other side of the road where if you move it over, it's right there.
Where you want to get all that gravel up the hills?
Not really want to get the gravel, but like to have the road wider.
You just be forced to. You don't want to, but.
Well, we're halfway on their property now.
I'm in on another side of the road.
I know. That's going to be the job.
Yeah.
So, when everybody's on the same page, we'll need a motion to proceed with the quit claim deed.
You have to have the property description in the motion.
Is it a long one?
T-34 North, R-109 West, 6th BM, whatever, if that's long. Okay, I would make a motion to quit claim the deed to the property listed as T-34 North, Range 109 West, 6th BM, to the town of Pinedale. Is that correct?
I'll second.
Has been moved and seconded that we quit claim the land in discussion here to the town of Pinedale as presented. Any further discussion on it?
No signatures before we vote.
On these
the
one.
Town's already got the quick claim to turn that over to the cemetery.
Yeah, that's what
the town's already got.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Yeah, that's what Mike said.
I was just wondering who knows what the town will really do.
I do have one comment, especially in light of the minutes from the town council meeting. In the original deed from, was it to the county? From Kroll to the county, mm-hmm. There is that reversionary clause in there. If they didn't get the interpretive site built by a certain date and time, then it reverts back to the county owner. Ownership does. And they didn't get the interpretive site built by that deadline. But, so I was wondering if anyone thought maybe the thing to do to clean that up for the town is to quit claim the whole piece to them, not just this little piece here. Just to clean things up, to put it on the record that the county isn't gonna come back on the town and try to reclaim that because they did not build the interpretive site by the deadline in the
we
deed.
We did the interpretive site, didn't we?
Clint did it, I think. And it was up to the town, actually, to build the interpretive site.
Yeah. It's deep.
And they got it built after the deadline.
But so it's built now.
It is.
Yeah.
It's done now.
After
but what you're saying is it could have reverted back and it's not in the writing.
That's correct.
So we need to clarify that it did not revert.
I don't know that it needs to. I talked to Ed Wood about it at one time, and he said, well, that'd take an action on the county's part, making claim to it right now.
On the town's part?
No, on the county's part.
As long as the county doesn't make a claim to it, nothing matters.
Right. But in the spirit of cleaning things up while we're at it, I was just wondering if anyone thought of doing that. On the county side.
I don't think we have.
No clue.
Yeah.
Okay.
And do we really need to?
I probably not, no. There's probably some statute of limitations issues here, too, because I think 2000, January 2000 was the cutoff date for building the interpretive site. So we're way past that.
When did it get built?
Like 3 months after that.
Okay.
If you wouldn't have told us about it, we'd never know.
I think perhaps we just...
Well, it came up at the town council meeting, is why I...
Okay.
I don't know that could be an issue, but...
Yeah. Well, I think let's deal with it if it becomes an issue.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Yeah. What?
Sorry.
Are you sure?
The only other thing I had was regarding the Schedule A master list of the roads. I sent a drive to the Forest Service to get the GIS files, and it came back undeliverable. So I got back with Mike Goldman. He gave me a box number to send it to. So that's where I'm at with that. and I didn't know if you wanted just to, what kind of list you wanted to get together for that Schedule A agreement, because it sounded like the last time we talked about it, we wanted to use every road in the county and use those GIS files as a reference so that we could have any road that you wanted to look at.
That way we could look at everything and yes. have a basis for deciding the yes. priority.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's all. I got.
Oh, darn it. Sure. Butch, anything else?
I don't know. Mark, you got anything?
No, I'm good.
About you, Skyler?
I've just been reviewing all the easements and the plats that Mike and Eric have been doing on Skyline, Red Hill alteration on Calpad, and the BLM alteration on the Industrial Site Road. Okay.
Very good. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think our email is on the fritz again. I've been trying to forward something to you guys here.
Which I may call
won't send, so.
First to morning,
what? Yeah, we're having some issues, man.
What? You have a meeting at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, you could run out there.
I wonder if we could be at 4 o'clock. See if he's available. And we'll call him. And then I'll call you when we're done here. We can run that while Doc goes. Yeah.
If you make it a short meeting, mine ain't gonna be long.
Yeah. Whatever. Yes.
I'm gonna go out and look at Bartonville, by the way, where he wants to put that water line in on the county easement. I don't know how tough that's gonna be to do, but probably before this is over, we're gonna end up out there real wordy looking at it also.
Okay. All right. Take a look at it and keep in touch. Thanks, Butch.
Thanks, Butch.
All right, Billy, come on up.
I think Eric's got some stuff.
Yeah, we got the status report on the permit modification we're working through.
Oh, good. Hmm.
So first thing I looked at was the existing life in the MSW sale that we have now, the unlined one. 3-year average. It's about 6.4 years until we hit capacity, so figuring about 3 to 5 years we need to start prepping the next line sale. Which is fairly consistent. The trash intake has gone down a little bit, but it spikes and it holds fairly steady.
Okay. 3 to 5 years?
Yep.
Okay.
For the record, I say 3. From what we took in so far, what I've measured now, I'm saying 3.
So yeah. that's a budget thing.
So we need to be
big time.
Big time. Think yeah. about yeah. when yeah. Do we have some money reserved now, Mary?
We have some money reserved. We just took a ballpark estimate. It's going to take us anywhere between $1 to $2 million to line a cell. So,
and maybe half again as much in 3 years.
Yeah. Right. In that many years. So, yeah, as long as this isn't coming within the next year, I'm okay.
No, we're good.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And if it's not coming in the next 3 years, we're good?
Yeah, right.
And they worked through their new revised application. They're about 90% done. The thing they need to work on is the staging and the design part of it, so we can know how much it's going to take for each stage of installing the cell and the infrastructure we'll need as we progress down the line and build these cells up.
How long have we been at 90%?
They really just hit it hard after the new year. So that's when they really started hitting on the gas and getting after it.
So we made improvement, or we made headway.
Yep, because it took a while to get that boring repaired to get what the soils are available out there, and then once they had that, they started to get the ball rolling, and then they didn't work on it too hard, admittedly, but then after the first, they really started to get after it.
So since last summer, where would you say? Have we gone from 60% to 90%? Or?
Yeah, I would say that's probably about right.
You're talking about the subsurface investigation?
Yep, yep. Okay. We did that, so then that'll incorporate into that design and staging plan that they'll come up with, so we know exactly how much dirt we're going to get for each stage, where to pile it, so that everything can run smoothly. We don't have to move dirt twice, all that kind of stuff. And if they expect to have the entire thing ready for DEQ review by the end of next month. Good. So they're right on their schedule. Good. And the new cells, I gave you a quick exhibit of what they're going to look like. It basically just came down to 3 large cells and 1 smaller one. That's about a max. They're 80 to 100 feet taller than the existing design is. So we'll be able to get a lot of trash in those line cells to get some bang for our buck. And then they may come down depending on how much soil is available and running the numbers on that. But this is the starting point that we go from. The one thing they wanted me to mention was if you notice where this fuel tank is, how it really eats into that MSW cell. And I know we just installed that fuel tank a few years ago. So they were curious if it was worth the time to run the numbers on moving that fuel cell and just straight lining that MSW cell so we gain that additional airspace that's there. Because it does kind of eat into it a bunch.
Now, who's inquired about this?
HDR.
Okay.
The guys doing the design.
Yeah.
And to add on that, it wouldn't be much to move that. And I'm already working on. We have to update our software so much, you know. And right now we're dial up to get our fuel readings and to keep for the DEQ all the numbers and stuff. The one thing about where I'm not sure why they put it there anyway, but we had to run a phone line to it, and they want to go wireless. And from where it is, and from there's no way we can get it. It's got to be closer to the buildings, so it wouldn't be that. I mean, it's nothing we got to do right away.
Yeah, it would
anyway.
Be 10, 15 years before we need to move.
And I mean, we're talking a few years before we'll go to this new wireless system anyway, but it wouldn't be nothing to move this. Tanks are above ground. It would work better to get it than we could do away with the phone line and go to the wireless anyway. So it'd be nicer to have it closer to about where the tires are sitting now is where I think would be the best place for it.
Okay. And we just have to address it now so we can show in the permit that this would get moved over here and the cell would continue straight.
I think address it in the permit. Then.
Okay.
Yeah. And then at your leisure move
it. Huh? Yeah. Everything's above ground. That would be enough.
Yeah, that's easy enough.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Let's do that then.
That's about it. Everything else is going along. The new design, we end up with 2 less leachate pumps because they just follow the existing topography down to the low point, and then we'll pump it up to those existing retention ponds, and all that will be part of that initial cost that we have on lining those first couple cells. And as soon as we get the approval, we can really get those numbers and we can make sure we're prepared for that.
Can't help it. I have a question.
Sure.
So you've got this dead airspace here for the fuel tank.
Mm-hmm.
If this was a straight line, that'd be a bunch of dead airspace too.
Yeah.
Why are they not worried?
There are 2
this?
Sentry wells that are part of the monitoring for the groundwater right here. Yeah. So we can't straight line that one. And then the other one down here, just a natural drainage ditch that you can't do anything about. So, but it's a good spot for that CMD cell where you don't have to put a liner in those. You can still build it high. But that's where that's at. And like I said, by the end of March, we should have a full draft ready to submit and go from there.
Good.
Beautiful. Anything else, Billy?
No, we're just, everything's going really well. We haven't, there's absolutely no snow down there, so that's worked out good. We're stockpiling dirt and still work. The baler's working. We got it working manually. That company's going to come next month and fix the eyes, so then we'll be up in auto mode again, so it don't hurt itself. Yeah. We just still, you know, a lot of stuff was wore out along the belt. Takes the trash to the baler. All that metal has never been replaced, so it's all sore. I got our welder down there fixing all that. We're just fixing stuff. Everything's looking really good. There's up here at the transfer station, some where they've been burning. There's some the stuff that left over that I need to haul down there to Big Piney, but I haven't started that yet. But other than that, everything's going. Have no issues.
And the tire pile is doing.
We're making about 3 trips a week. Hauling about 21 ton a trip, and we're gaining.
Good.
There's a lot of tires, but we're gaining. So good.
Have they slowed down now?
Well, we had a big rush, mm-hmm. you know, and so yeah,
now they should be out of tires now.
Yeah, yeah. So we're gaining now. It's starting to.
They got to pay more now, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They got rid of everything while it was free.
The only other issue I kind of have is, and I haven't tracked it down yet, but some of the vets are throwing away their needles and their stuff, and it's kind of causing, but on that, I'm going to. I don't think they're doing it deliberately. I don't think they know that we really ain't supposed to be throwing that in the landfill and stuff. So okay. I'm working on that if I can track it down. So
perfect.
Other than that, that's the only thing we got going.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Billy.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
We're going to take a 10-minute break here, and then we'll reconvene at 10 o'clock.
Well, this will be a done deal for equipment if he does it.
If he does.
Yeah. Oh, if he does, it's a done deal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If he does, it's another one.
What I want to talk about is if he would sign that before we go to budget.
Do you have any more traveling to do other than shot hands?
We'll get a break to get him fixed up and get a prepared so we can do the road.
Will you have duties as past president?
Yeah, that past president is a
social.
But mainly, I'm
going to get elected to another term. Well, that'll go away anyway. We won't have to worry about any of this.
Right. Well, it's one of those deals where I say if you win, you win. If you lose, you win.
That's right. You win anyway.
I
got a lot to learn and a lot of questions.
Doc, I don't know if you're picking up emails.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you can get my attachments, so I brought my latest version. It's very pared down, so you can have a copy.
Good, because I got this along with one from Eric, and somehow or another.
So I want to show you something that was told the right. So this was that discussion you had with me.
Yeah, about the automatic sign up.
Automatic sign up.
Yeah. Now, when you did talk about, because I read this before, the way you talked about it.
Okay.
The way you did Eric Barber.
Plus, they've still got two more.
But this is just for,
we're still on the middle.
Just for the next
I've got some questions. So if you dispense.
Yeah, but if you don't,
okay, well,
you just describe it. Yeah.
And, then it gives an out for if it's in hospital, so.
Sure.
Or a facility, whatever. I would question whether a person should be accepted. Because I think there's abuses in our state.
There may be, but then as a private.